Hello there, I'm Malcolm Foster, operations assistant and host of All Things Considered here at KWBU, and today I am very proud to be contributing to Likely Stories. Over the years, there have been numerous books that have lingered hopelessly in my list of titles to read. Novels that have captured my interest, sparked my curiosity, and then found themselves hanging in the ether, as I've neither found nor made the time to actually read them. However, one title that has evaded this perpetual limbo is Chain Gang All-Stars, the debut novel by Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenyah. Upon first discovering this book late last year, it automatically leapt to the very front of the queue and barged its way into my life. And honestly, I'm so happy that it did. Chain Gang All-Stars is the bloody cornerstone of criminal action penal entertainment, better known as CAPE. A money-spinning enterprise that gives convicted prisoners an opportunity to win the ultimate big door prize, their freedom. All they have to do is participate in a series of televised death matches and survive for 3 years. Participants in the program travel across the United States as links in chain gangs, and within these groups they form rivalries, friendships, familial bonds, and even develop deep loving relationships, as is the case with the book's two central characters, Loretta Furwar and Hamara Stacker. Through their deep-rooted love for one another and the journey of supporting characters outside of the Angola Hammond chain, Adjei-Brenyah brings to life a collection of human flaws, fears, mistakes, and lingering regret. But above all, he fleshes out the people inhabiting this cruel world with love. Some are completely devoid of it. Others are mourning its loss or gripping onto it as a lifeline, whilst other links are seeking to find it within themselves or within people they've never truly known. And in some cases, those are two examples of the exact same thing. The human beings working the chain gang circuit, much like the book itself, contain a complex multitude of elements. For as barbaric as the fundamental concept is, Chain Gang isn't the novel a lot of people might expect it to be. Of course, it uses bouts of violence to move the plot forward, but it's not a grim, exploitative splatterfest. One of the many hats that Chain Gang wears is that of biting satire. A sharp flurry of punches aimed at consumerism, apathy, and herd mentality. It's also an unflinching dissection of the American penal system. The book weaves into its world-building horrifying statistics and historical events that are both supplemented with corresponding footnotes, the kind which prompt you to temporarily put the book down and dig deeper into the unjust forms of justice that have transpired in the real world. But more than anything, Chain Gang All-Stars is an incredible body of work that will hopefully spark a chain reaction of empathy, or at the very least, a large number of individual perspective shifts.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.